Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. It's your boy LC holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach me live and direct at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, it is springtime here in the NYC, but you would never know it if you looked outside. Wow, I knew we would probably get hit again. I was talking to some people over the past couple weeks, and they were all in the spring fever, and I said, hey, don't get too comfortable, because we're going to get hit once, maybe twice, before it's all said and done. So, of course, Mother Nature proving me right so far. So we got the douse of, I would say here, of about 4 inches, anywhere between, depending on where you live, but anywhere between 2 and 4 inches here, possibly even 5. So thank you, Mother Nature, for proving me right. And I would hopefully hope that I'm wrong, that we'd be hit twice, one more time, before spring is in full effect. So we will see. We're still, you know, typically March can go either way. In April, once in a blue, you can get some snow. So, hey, hang in there. It's spring officially as of yesterday. So, it's all good. Winter time is well past us, so we can look forward to the spring here. And we're going to go right into summer. So, it tells me, I think we're going to go from a mild spring right blast into a hot summer. So you heard it first here. LC the weatherman giving you the forecast for the summer. Blazing hot, spring mild, and then, you know, as things go into the fall, I think it'll continue to be very, very mild. So we'll see what happens, but that's what I think. So enough about that. Why don't you give us a shout? Again, you can reach us at 347-843-4738. Not sure where my partner in crime is today, if he's going to join us. But anyway, your partner, LC, is going to hold it down. I tell you, it's been a great new year for the LC and Jack Radio Show. Some great guests jumping on. And then we actually have another guest, which you will get a chance to hear that show next week. We actually had a chance to tape that a couple of weeks ago. So stay tuned. Great guests are going to continue to roll on through in the show. And like I said, we thank so much for your support. Without you, there's no us. And we continue to bring you great radio. So why don't we jump right in it? A lot of stuff going on. I tell you, I was surprised that more people thought that the Robin Thicke and Pharrell would not have to pay that suit. I mean, all hats off to Pharrell, and I know he was like, hey, this is going to change the way people do business in the music industry. But the way I see it, man, it was a carbon copy just about of Marvin Gaye's music. And he knows, just as well as most people know, if you're going to use elements of a song, you have to get clearance and you have to pay. So I know he thought that, hey, him being a producer and being able to create original music, that he felt this version was not a dupe. And you know what? Possibly he didn't go in doing that, but us listening to all types of music as we grow up, you have certain jingles, melodies in your head, and I understand where they're coming from. Hey, this is not the exact, this, that, but if you listen to the songs, you can get a strong, strong idea of where that music came from. So, 7.5 million, I know you know by now, goes over to the Marvin Gaye estate, where his children will reap that benefits, that settlement. Not more, you know, I don't know if they are going to appeal the decision. I don't think a judge is going to overturn it at this point. But, hey, it is what it is. Right? I think back in the day, if I remember right, Biz Markie had an album. And that album really never got the push because he had a ton of samples and they were not cleared, and they never did really put that album out full boat. And I want to say that that was kind of the beginning of getting samples cleared. So with all due respects to Pharrell, you know, I just think he got kind of caught up, which is all good. You know, these things happen. Sometimes things are done and not wanting to be done on purpose, but that's just how, that's why we have the court system, kind of settle these disputes, as they say. So, more, I'm sure there's going to be more to come in regards to that. So with that being said, Chris Brown is no longer on probation in regards to the Rihanna situation. Won't go deep into that. Everybody knows. I think that's been beat to death. But such a young, talented individual. I hope Chris is able to kind of finally put this behind him. And some of the new things that he's tangled into that, you know what, he can kind of get himself situated, because this brother has so much talent. And, you know, hopefully he will be able to continue to be an artist, actor, really do whatever he wants to do. But he's just got so much other activities going that really take away from all his talents. So, hey, if you're listening out there, Chris, you're hanging there, man. Stay on the straight and narrow and continue to make great music, great movies, and anything else that you feel that you can master. Dancing, I mean, this is not too much as this brother can't do. So, as he moves, we'll keep an eye on him, and I'm praying that he will be able to leave that behind him and move into 2015 clean slate, and don't be distracted by all the other nonsense that's going on around him. That said, my man Suge Knight, man, I tell you, Suge Knight. What I tell you, he can't get out of the papers these days. He can't. He's all over the internet, papers, I just think that a lot of stuff that he did in the past is kind of coming back on him. They say you reap what you sow. Man, and I'll tell you, I think he's reaping what he sowed. He's done a lot of bad stuff over the years, going way back to, you know, Biggie and Tupac, all that. And, of course, the controversy that, you know, he killed, you know, Biggie. And who knows in regards to Tupac how that all shook out. But it's just comes kind of full circle now. All the things that are happening to him. And now he's back in jail, $25 million just to get him out for his bail. So he continues, when you think he's hit a low, he continues to hit a new low. So, hey, if you're shook, man, you got to get on your knees, man, and pray for forgiveness. I really, really, really think that a lot of the stuff that he's done is just, it's kind of doubled back on him. And it's hitting him 100-fold. Enough about Shug. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, my man Pharrell and his partner Robin Thicke officially is a single man. He officially got divorced from his wife. So that's what's going down with Robin. It's going to be interesting to see how things move along for him after this settlement. Settlement hit him as well. And we'll see in 2015 what rolls out for Robin Thicke. I tell you, Ed, we were dazzled last year from a 13-year-old that just jumped up on the scene, and she was able to make history in the Little League World Series, being the first girl to pitch a shutout. Just dazzled. She's so mature for her age. And now the Disney Channel is going to do a biopic, and it's going to be called Throw Like Mo. So they're going to throw it back and bring it to TV. So it's going to be very interesting to see her. Curious who's going to portray her. But she's made the big screen, so big up to her. She continues to do her thing. And only 13 years old. Well, 14 probably now. So it's amazing the impact that you can make as an individual. You don't have to be an adult. You can be as young as you want to be and make an impact. I was watching Shark Tank last night, and a girl started her business at 5 years old, and this was a lemonade business. Got on Shark Tank. She is now 8 years old and received a deal from Damon. So decided to jump in, and everybody else did not want to. They felt she's just not ready yet. Damon said, hey, product is great, presentation was great, I want to jump in and partner with her. So you can be any age, you can do what you want to do, just have to put your mind to it, as the old adage goes. So anything is possible in life. And it's always been my motto. And it allowed me to look up and say, the sky's the limit. You just go ahead, man. Do your thing. It's all good. So with that being said, we're going to take a brief pause for the cause, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Gloria Gaynor, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show.
This is Jim Brown. I'm on the LC and Jack Show.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
Aloha, everybody. This is Wally Amos to tell you that I'm back with the same cookie that I created 40 years ago. The only place you can get them is thecookiekahuna.com. That's right, online, thecookiekahuna.com. If it doesn't say Kahuna, it's not Wally's cookie. Great taste awaits you at thecookiekahuna.com. And always listen to LC and Jack on the radio. I love you. Aloha.
Yo, this is Fred, the Hammer, Williamson. Check out the LC and Jack Show. If you got nothing else to do during the day or at night, make your life a lot more exciting, check it out, LC and Jack Show. All right? All right.
All right? All right. We back. Listening, if you just tune in, you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show. And talked a little bit about Pharrell, Robin Thicke, Monique, Suge Knight. So now we're going to talk a little bit about Tracy Morgan. Everyone, I'm sure, by now knows about Tracy Morgan. And that he is still recovering from the serious, serious accident that he was involved in last year with a 18-wheeler. So one of his very good friends, James McNair, who was also a comedian, passed away in that tragic accident. Walmart, who owned the truck, has decided to settle and give the children of James McNair $10 million. It's a settlement that the children will receive from Walmart. Just goes to tell you that in the transportation space, there was a question, for those that don't know, it was a question of how many hours that the trucker was driving. You have a limited amount of hours during the day that you're allowed to drive. And these days, with the technology we have, there's no reason for individuals to track their own time or mileage or any of those things. That all can be done electronically. And that kind of takes the possibility of that individual trying to stretch the temptation to stretch the amount of time that he's supposed to be on the road. So, indications here, the trial has not started. Again, this is my own thoughts. So Congress is looking to put in effect new laws and restrictions regarding this area. And I'm pretty familiar with this area as well. This needs to be mandated like yesterday. Otherwise, there'll be other individuals that are tempted regarding the amount of hours that they can drive because, hey, you can't leave it in an individual's hands. If this is all done electronically, there's no question that, hey, you cannot drive this vehicle You're up. Your time is up. And you can't drive this vehicle any longer. You're over the amount of hours that you are allowed to drive. And hopefully that will, and I'm pretty confident that that's going to cut down the amount of accidents that truckers have. And it's going to allow the roads to be safer. So, food for thought. I'll take a couple seconds here, do some shout-outs and birthdays. So I want to give a big happy birthday to Adrian Peterson. Wow. Adrian Peterson, got a lot going on. I tell you, that over the last 2 years, tragedy has really hit him from one of his sons passing away. A tragic accident he had nothing to do with. And then him beating his four-year-old son. And everybody knows he's been in court and suspended by the NFL. So the last 2 years have been chaos for Adrian. We want to say happy birthday to him. He just turned 30. To Diggy Simmons, he's 20 this week. To my man Action, Bruce Willis, had a big 60. Unbelievable, 60 for Bruce. Wow. Love Bruce. Keep doing it, Bruce. There's no stopping you. To the lovely, lovely former Miss America, Vanessa Williams. She is 52 this week. And to a lovely, lovely woman, I give all the props in the world. She's taking the entertainment field by storm. She has gone from a hip-hop artist to management and a record label to a actress and also hosting her own shows. Who am I talking about? Queen Latifah, of course. I'm going to wish her a happy birthday. She is 45 this week. All hail to the queen, baby. Love the queen. She knows how to do it. Big up to her. I want to give a big up to my daughter, birthday coming up. Big up also to several good, very, one of my best friends, my man Cliff. Happy belated birthday. Your birthday was actually yesterday. Give a big up to my man Doug Fresh, as I call him. I'm going to give also a big up to just all my peoples there. They know who they are out there. And I got to give a big up to Mr. Jet. I haven't heard from him. The Jets have done almost the impossible. I think they haven't run out of money yet. They've signed a ton of new players. So it's going to be interesting this year. Everyone is kicking around who they're going to draft. And by the way, I just got a chance to check out the movie with Kevin Costner called The Draft. So, more to come in regards to that. So, we're going to take another brief pause for the course, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Hi, this is Gloria Gaynor, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show.
All righty, we are back. A quick pause for the cause, and we are back at it. to wherever my partner is out there. Big up to the bread man. Don't know. He could be in L.A. He could be down in New Mexico. He could be down in Miami, South Beach, Texas. Shoot, I don't even know where he is today. Well, big up to him. The show goes on. So the LC is holding the LC and Jack radio show with my bread, my partner, the bread man, holding it down this week. Make sure you stay tuned for a great interview coming down this week. We'll put it up for you. Phenomenal, phenomenal individual. And so check it out. I won't let the cat out of the bag, but it is a great interview. If you're not familiar with the Negro Leagues and all the history behind it, well, you need to make sure you tune in. So that's all I'll say about that. And if you can, please make a donation to that organization. They are keeping our history, yes, American history, baseball history, and also history in general alive. So please, if you can, support the Negro League Museum out there in Kansas City. Make sure you check us out, as we say each and every week, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, any of that stuff. Let us know your thoughts. You could even drop us an email at lcandjack@gmail.com. Right? You can do it. That's the old-fashioned way I call it. Everybody now wants instantaneous gratification. So everybody's on the social media. So we're there too. But if you'd like just to drop an old-fashioned email, let us know. Also, I'm not sure when, but we're also going to circle back and get back into the Beauty of the Week contest. So we started that last year. It went over unbelievably. So make sure you check us out. Send us, if you think you have what it takes, send us an email. Yes, you definitely want an email for that. Picture and bio. And, you just don't have to look outstanding. We're also going to look at you as a person. Why should you be Beauty of the Week? So it's not just physical appearance. It's also, what are you out there doing? What are you doing out there to make this place a better one for not just us, but for our children? So it all comes to play. So again, hit us up, lcandjack@gmail.com. And our number here is 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. So, I tell you, it's just been a busy, busy, busy week. A lot of stuff going on. Spring is here, as we mentioned earlier in the show. I know I'm really big into sports, even though I know here we touch on sports here and there. The NCAA basketball tournament is in full effect. So, of course, I know 99% of the people probably ask Kentucky is winning. And you know what? I'm one of the 99% because I don't see anybody that's going to beat them. Now, what's great about the tournament is you just never know who's going to upset who. Every year you get upsets. It's already been several upsets and, controversial call. Hey, we need to change this rule. Change that rule. So that's what I love about March. What goes down in March is March madness. Pure madness. Because you just don't know who's going to win from game to game. So I'm sure you got your brackets already done. We're well into the games. You have your next set of games already going on today. So it's going to be interesting to see who shakes down to the Final Four and then ultimately the championship game. So we'll see. Like I said, I think ultimately when it's all said and done, Kentucky will be the last man standing. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. My partner in crime, the Bread Man, is arrived.
What's up, LC?
What's going on, man? What's the word?
Pardon the interruption, but I'm down here in Atlantic City. And totally forgot about the show. I'm sorry about that. I just got off the bus, and I'm checking in over here at Bally's, man. I apologize to everybody, but it's one of those days. It's one of those days.
Yeah, it sounds like, man, you've been partying up too much, man. It sounds we don't hear that energy that you have.
Yeah,
and I was just telling the audience. Telling the audience that you could be down in South Beach right now. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah. I'm down here in Atlantic City. I really can't stay on real long. Just wanted to apologize, everybody. Totally slipped my mind. Had so much going on this week, and hold the fort down for me until next week, man. And I'll catch up with you next week. All right.
It's all good, there, partner. We're holding it down for you. Yo, tell the people down in AC. We said what's up.
All right.
And
I appreciate it.
Yep. And make sure you travel safe.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Later. Well, the Bread Man made an appearance. It sounds like he's all down. Man, I tell you, I don't know how he does it. He bounces all over the country. And so make sure you check out my man, the Bread Man's Explosion. That is a trip coming up in August out to Hawaii. Yes, Hawaii. He is doing his thing. He won't catch me out in Hawaii. Only because I have so many commitments around that time. But I'd love to go out to Hawaii. One of the special guests is, yes, Wally Amos, who's been a guest on the show. Wally lives out in Hawaii, and he's going to join the Bread Man out there. So make sure you hit up the Bread Man either at his Facebook page or hit us up on LC and Jack Radio's page. Drop us an email, cnjack@gmail.com, and we'll give you further details. So, with that said, we are about to ready to close the show, but I would like to say, again, in regards to Tracy Morgan, all our many blessings go out to him, his family, the McNair family, just going through that situation has just been devastating for the families and Tracy. So we wish you, Tracy, a speedy recovery. We know it's been a while, but you're in God's hands, and He will see you through this situation. So with that said, we thank you so much for joining us for another edition of the show, and look forward to a new show here this coming week, and continue to support us, because we appreciate your support. If you like the show, please tell a friend, and we really look to do some different things this year, so stay tuned. We won't unleash it yet, but some great things are coming down the pike for the LC and Jack Radio Show. So with that said, we thank you again so much. Stay safe. Stay sound. God bless.